Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Tommy, Hector, and Larita podcast. We'd like to let you know that we have an extra bonus subscriber only episode that's available now every Monday. If you go to thlpod.com or Acast Plus, you can find out how to subscribe.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
It's party time for me and Darren Sexton. Yes, we've been successful with the podcast name this week. I think it's a first. Dynamo Doonbeg is the name of this week's podcast. And of course, you can keep your suggestions coming in to thlpod.com. Put them in there and you know what? Someday, like Darren Sexton, you too will be successful. Enjoy, folks.
This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Welcome to the Tommy and Hector Show podcast with Larita Blewett. Larita Blewett, should I say. And we hope you're enjoying the show on whatever platform you choose to listen to it on. Hector.
I sang in a band called Oedipus X.
I remember.
The first band I was ever in.
Oedipus X. That's, if you said it fast, it sounds like
Oedipus,
something else.
The son of Oedipus.
First band you ever in was called?
The Electric Sheep.
Yes.
I
remember Hector was the lead singer. I played harmonica. And Hector played the... I remember there used to be a tape of Hector. As I was going over the Cork and Kerry mountains, I met with Captain Farrell on his money. He was counting. I first produced my rifle. I then produced it. Or I'll cut your fucking head off with your ring. We're kind of like a Pogues.
What? Oh,
Pogues of Navan.
Funky Pogues.
So Tommy, just covers.
We only had one ever recording session. We went to Willie Bourne's house.
Willie Bourne's garage.
And we said, right, let's get something down here, boys.
One, two, three.
And then we went, okay, hang on, we're just not ready to record just yet. Press your two fingers on play and record. Yeah, hang on, I'm just going to put another little bit of paper in the top of this cassette here. I'm going to jam a little bit of paper in the
top. So you can record over it.
And you were on the harmonica.
We could record over it. Did you know that trick?
No.
With an old tape.
A cassette tape.
Say you bought a tape in a shop and
like
it had
Memorex
Toya
or TDX.
Wilcox.
You could buy
a packet of TDX or Memorex in Tesco for £3. Six blank tapes, 90-minute CLXs.
Yes.
And then what you do is you'd
There's
record.
One there, Tommy.
You'd record over on the radio your favourite tracks.
Yeah.
But then to record over, we would go like this.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I would break the top of that.
I'm after handing Hector an actual tape.
So don't
break that.
All right.
And then I would take a little bit of paper, push it down, and push it back in, and we could record over. All right, press
I never
your
knew that.
Record, no. We're ready. And Tommy was in the Electric Sheep. We only ever made one recording.
That's lovely that you still have
a tape.
Yeah.
Have
tapes, you got something to play it in?
I do have an old tape recorder there in the corner.
I used to make radio shows on them.
Wow.
And play Atlantic 252 with my music. Now go ahead.
Oedipus X. So the electric sheep
broke sort
up.
Of filtered out. We didn't play live. But
so you had a harmonica,
saxophone, bass, guitars, drums.
We had a whole the electric sheep.
Yeah.
So I was in the lead singer mold, and as typical lead singers back then, I drifted between bands and bands trying to find my genre. Mm-hmm.
His reputation as a frontman in Navan was unparalleled.
Were you being touted like by
oh
other bands?
Oh my God, he had the charisma of Michael Hutchence. Crossed with the kind
balls of,
but there was a touch
Mick
of
Jagger.
There was a kind of a Morrissey,
Jim Morrison.
There's loads of vibes going on. Now, some of the vibes be in Hector's head, but other vibes be in the audience. People found him mesmeric.
The Paisley fearless. Shorts. Paisley shorts.
Fearless on stage. Once the beat was going,
gone.
Do anything.
Gone.
I was a front man. I was a front. So then
legendary.
I started a band. We started a band with Tommy Rogers, Paul Rogers, and Niff Casey. And then we started getting big, and we were called Oedipus X. Yeah. We supported Winter's Rain and the Beachmen one night. Winter's Rain, one of Ireland's greatest rock bands.
Yeah. And what were you singing then? Were you still on the Pogues?
No. It was Cult covers. It was Echo and the Bunnymen, a couple of our own. I see death on the face of a thousand men running up that hill. That was one of our big ones called Running Up That Hill.
Was that your own one?
Yeah, can you imagine seeing that? I see death on the face of a thousand men running up that hill.
Like
that was
YouTube
one of our anthems.
That when is pure. That is pure Uhtred, son of Uhtred.
When you get a couple of lads at the front and are giving it that with the hands up, I see death on the face of a thousand men running up that hill. Sing it down and you go... Lads, give me the from the crowd. What do you hear? What do you see?
I see death on the face of a thousand men running up that hill.
Once more,
I see death on the face of a thousand men running up that hill.
When you get that feeling from four or
brilliant.
When you get that feeling from four or five people in Murray's pub. We headlined Murray's pub one night. There was about six bands from Navan.
Six bands.
And there was another band there called Belushi. And Stephen Deegan, the boys were in Belushi. And they were really good. Your man on the guitar had about 19 pedals. And he was Belushi. So I used to do the roadie for Belushi sometimes. What I liked was I could go and have a few drinks. We'd all head off to different towns around the northeast. And we'd load the gear in. We could have some ciders. And then we'd get back at about 3 a.m. So one night we went to Cavan. I was roadie for Belushi, and we went into Cavan, into a bar in the main street, and we sort of, it was a long, tunnelly type of bar. And the boys, yeah, sit up there in the back there, lads. So we all get and put up the gear. And then there's a cover band playing tonight, lads, that's supporting you. They were called something like whatever.
The Fugees.
Cavan
Fugees.
And the boys there, that's fine, we can support, boys.
F-U-J-I.
Boys, you have a support. You can have a couple of beers. So we were up there. We were all sitting down at a table having a couple of beers, the Belushi boys, before we got on, they got on. And the band came on. How's it going? We're from Cavan. It's our first song. And they were really good. And then they started doing a few covers to finish. And then your man goes, we're going to finish with a U2 cover here. This is called Bullet the Blue Sky. And they started going, dun, 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 boom, boom, bee, boom, boom, boom. And then your man goes, dun, 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 and he's giving it wah wahs and wow, fighter planes. And
I can see those fighter planes.
Yeah, and then he goes, we all looked at each other. And your man, I said to the lead guitarist of Belushi, who was from Dunsany, Robbie, I said, he's pretty good, isn't he? And your man was like going, wow, wow, dun, 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 good song. And when you do a cover, if you do it right, we were going, Christ, this is fucking good.
And you have to follow them then.
And you know when you've turned that up loud in the car. And then it was all going so well. Until he got to one and he goes, and then I see this man comes up to me, his face red like a rose of a thorn bush, like all the colours of a royal flush. And he's slapping down those dollar bills. 100! 200! In the Cavan accent. And I just turned to the boys. I said, that's the fucking funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. Did he just say 100? Like he's in a mart. 100. 200. And then it gets better. And he's peeling off those dollar bills, slapping them down. And I can see those fighter planes. And I can see those fighter planes across the mud huts where the children sleep, through the valleys of the quiet city streets. We take a staircase to the first floor. And when we take the key and slowly unlock the door, a man breathes into a saxophone. And then he went. And through the walls, you can see the city groan. See? And then he went like this in the Cavan accent. Outside is America. Outside, she's America. And then he went, wee-wow-wow. And we went, this is the best cover I've ever heard in my life. Bullet the Blue Sky in a Cavan accent. 100. 200. Never, ever, ever forget that moment. And I had to tell you the story. Priceless, because it's such a good song.
Whatever happened to Oedipus X?
I got out of Oedipus... And then Ollie, I got out of Oedipus. We broke up. I just couldn't take the pressure of just touring Navan and playing just relentless.
Murray's
Bar was just, there was crowds and young ones were throwing themselves at me and I was mad. It was rock and roll at the time and I just felt music wasn't for me. So I rented a cottage in Kilmessan then and I spent 8 years in Kilmessan on my own. And Ollie Cole from Kells, yeah, who's the lead singer of Turn, took over from me at Oedipus X. Turn that went on to bigger and better things. And I still talk to Tommy Rogers and the boys. We thought we were so cool in that band. With the
I remember going to see, when I moved to Galway, Belushi played the Air Belushi. Square. and I remember Spew was doing roadie for them. And Spew Cronin.
Spew Cronin. He was a great photographer now.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Great
yeah.
photographer.
Yeah.
So none of them kept the band going, though.
But there were some great, there were some good bands around Navan.
I can't sing at all, and it's a big handicap of mine. I wish I could, but I love karaoke. I absolutely love karaoke. I once did karaoke in a bar in Mallorca, and there was nobody else in the pub at all, only the DJ and me. And I was singing like as if I was you in Murray's Bar.
What type of music do you like doing karaoke to?
I love singing Madonna, Like a Virgin. Like a virgin. You know, it's
touched for the
very first. But I start too high.
Yeah.
And then I'm gone. I sing in about three different keys all in the one sentence.
It's a brilliant art though, isn't it, karaoke?
Oh, it's brilliant.
When you
or
get
I
somebody
love the gambler,
doing it right.
The gambler is my favourite.
When you get somebody
one.
Doing it right.
What's the gambler? You got to know when to hold him.
Yeah. That's a great one.
Chris Christopherson.
No, Kenny Rogers.
Oh, Kenny Rogers. Okay. They're all gone, yeah.
So you need...
They're all dead now.
Yeah.
That's funny, isn't it? You were in a band with Tommy Rogers and she loves singing songs
Kenny
by
Rogers.
Kenny Rogers.
Yeah.
Well, that was the Rogers.
Do you have any song for me that'll be good that I could sing that'll be just sort of just beyond talking but not really singing?
Oh, loads
like
of
a
them.
Party piece if I could be...
Bonnie Tyler.
No, that's too...
No, she's too... She's good
you want
at singing.
To talk
I want someone that's not good at singing but like sure but she
oh,
has a...
Kind of a spoken word almost. Type.
Yeah, like a song that's a, like a poem but it's a song.
Oh, I have the bun for you.
Have you?
It's such a perfect day.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day.
You.
Now that would,
no, that's
at
too
a party
depressing.
Might drag people
no,
down.
No, you need
yeah, you wouldn't.
You want a fast-talking one.
You remember years ago, there'd be always an owl lad in the corner.
She won't stop talking. Why don't you give it a rest?
Chaz and Dave.
That's a good spoken word one.
You need something that's like a country-ish vibe song, you know.
What about, so I am your saviour and you are my hand. Who sings that? Whatever you need me, I'll be all that I can.
That's Jennifer Rush and Power
Alone.
And
that's too much. She's too into...
What about this?
Everybody needs a little time away. I heard you say. Oh, who's that?
And you can actually say this now
right.
from each other. Even lovers need a holiday.
Yeah, rapid.
Far away from each one that I love. Hold me now. It's hard for me to say.
That's
Chicago.
What about a bit of Van Morrison or something like he?
Coney Island. 4 o'clock in the morning, we went out to the drive, we took our oranges.
Any mackerel.
And we pulled it out of the Sandra.
Any mackerel.
And we pulled it out of the Sandra, we got a bag of Tito for everybody. We pulled
it's
it
a
out
song.
The log short the poor Russian. The sky's coming down. We went up in the sky, we come down the rain, we come down.
No, Christy Moore. Oh, Listoon Varna. Listoon. Yeah?
Yeah, that's the, yeah, you could.
I don't know. You need something to get the crowd and you want them to sing along. Yeah, there's party songs.
There's so many songs if you trawl through them there.
I love going to a house party and starting singing and then everyone says, Loretta,
stop.
There's nothing worse.
I want to bring up another topic here. Do either of you have, it's an off thing saying, I hate saying the phrase and it's such an Irish thing to say and it smacks of snobbery and elitism, but a man has to be honest about the realities of his life. Do either of you have a holiday home?
No.
We had.
Tell us what happened.
Oh, we lost a few quid in a villa. And I don't want to talk about it now because it brings tears to my eyes because I'd be down there now and I'd be lying out on the top of it.
Where?
Ah, below in the Canaries.
Oh.
You put money into a thing that was to be built.
Money, I remember being on the first ever Ryan Tuberty Saturday night show.
Yeah.
With the Shoiga sisters, right? They were called the Shoiga sisters.
Yeah.
And the following Saturday, the missus stayed with me in Dublin that weekend. We did Ryan Tuberty's first Saturday night show. And then on the Monday, I went to the bank and I put down a copious amount of money on it.
100! 200! $100! 100!
Thousands on a deposit on this villa in Fuerteventura.
That you only saw pictures of?
No. We'd been down there. We'd done all the homework.
It was there.
Let's just say it was
to be built.
Yeah. Well, let's just say it was all above board. We thought we were one of the biggest construction companies in Spain. But let's just say, you know those documentaries you see on Panorama and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're fucking true. So anyway, that was it. But we do have a family.
So, explain to me. So you paid your money.
Paid it. 30-40% of the price.
Okay, and then it was to be built.
It was constructed, but never finished. The whole place never finished.
Uh-oh.
Up on the side of a mountain in Fuerteventura.
And to this day is
a ghost town. It's a ghost town. It's like one of those you'd see, you know, wow, those estates that are half finished.
Is there ever
drive past and go, here's my house.
Is there ever a chance that it might be finished?
Still with solicitors now and still buried. It's buried in my subconscious.
You brought it up.
The only other place we have is a family share and a mobile in Lynch, which is great. It's given us great crack. Ocean wave.
Okay, and how often do you get down to it?
We're going down now tomorrow.
Lovely.
For how long?
Two nights. If the weather's good tomorrow, two nights. And we'll go down for a week. We will go to Liscannor and I'll go into Vahans and I'll have a few points of stout there and I'll play the pitch and putt and the boys will get into the water in Lahinch. And I like Lahinch and I like Lisdoon and I like Ennis Diamond, especially Ennis Diamond. Mm. Good part of the world.
Lovely.
So that's all we have. It's a Clare thing.
So it's a getaway for you. It's an hour and a half away maybe.
I like being in the mobile home.
Unwind.
No Wi-Fi. Terrible! There's nothing better than watching a match on the telly on the black and white little portable,
yeah,
and no Wi-Fi, and you're looking out a net curtain out the mobile home,
yeah,
and you're looking at grey sea and grey skies, and you're having we'll have a little salad sandwich.
I didn't know what you were going to say.
We'll have a little salad sandwich cream and look out the net curtains at the grey skies of Lahinch. But when it's beautiful, it's beautiful. But
there's good people around you.
Ah, there's good. And there's a bit of a hippie vibe in Lahinch and a surfing vibe.
Yeah.
And the people around there would know my mother-in-law's family for years. And my wife, Dipna, would know all of them. And they've all grown up together and the kids are getting older together. So it's a nice little place, Ocean Wave. It's a nice mobile home, caravan park. You know them, they're nestled all over Ireland, beaches and on
and
the
people
cliffs.
Love them. Generally people yes, who have, and they get down have them there in and Westport people, and stuff,
yeah,
but they love
and that's,
them.
And that's where we go.
I don't have one.
So you're, in terms of, say, go somewhere, where would you go?
I like going to Clifton.
Yeah.
B&B, hotel, whatever. Okay. But if it wasn't for this year, I love going to Mallorca.
All right.
I like going away from Ireland. I love Mallorca, a little place called Soye.
I know Soye. You know who? I have a very good friend there.
Really?
Yes.
It's a lovely place.
Who's your good friend in Soye?
Colin Meaney.
He lives there.
Colin Meaney lives in Soye.
Oh, what a lovely place to live.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Soye?
No, Colin Meaney bought a house there years ago.
It's a lovely village.
Beautiful.
It's like a little village.
Yeah, north of the airport, about an hour, yeah. Do you like Soye?
Not even Soye. 40 minutes, 20 minutes probably to get there. It's lovely.
Do you know Colin Meaney's been there for years?
No, but the next time I'm there now, I'll go for a drink with him. There's a lovely restaurant there, little tapas restaurant.
On the square.
Yeah.
I like Mallorca and I like Menorca and I like Ibiza. I was in Ibiza once with 400 clubbers from Galway.
On a tour,
How did that happen?
I went to Ibiza once and I did a documentary called Unsi Ibiza for TG Cahar, which was the walls, instead of the walls of Limerick, Unsi Limni.
Oh, yeah.
Unsi Nahinsha, no, the walls. Of the Siege of Ennis, I did the Siege of Ibiza, Unsi Ibiza, where myself and Kino Kivon, the DJ, had made a documentary, Oscoelga, about 400 clubbers, mostly from Galway, and Clubbin.com, a dance magazine from Galway, and 16 Irish DJs went over. Some of the lads never left the apartment. They got
ketamine.
They started on a Monday And I swear to God, they were like vampires coming out on Saturday. Some of the boys never even left. They just...
out at night.
Out of it in the apartments. In the jet apartments near Bora Bora Beach. An incredible week. I tried to keep a lid on it myself till Thursday, but I end up in Pasha. Next minute it was 9 o'clock in the morning. I leave a nightclub and the boards are singing.
Did you come back home with a donkey one time after an all-nighter?
Oh.
A donkey?
I was only talking to my mother-in-law the other day, Evelyn, and she was up for the Sunday dinner and she was saying,
the roast pork.
Rian turned 16 and she said, I'll never forget the day you went and wet the baby's head at dinner at the Galway races. I said, he was only a couple of weeks old and you all went into the Galway races. I said, I did. And all the boys came down. This is a good story. And Rian was only a newborn baby and he was 16 the other day. And I went off to the Galway race with a few boys and we had a bit of crack and the crack got good after the Galway race. We did the town and then we went to a party and then I think I left. Six o'clock in the morning, myself and Phil were walking along with the, we were coming down there by the NCT car test centre.
And the wife at home with the baby.
Newborn.
And we were dishevelled and it was morning time and there was a halting site there just beside the NCT centre. So there wasn't a halting site. There was a bit of a halting site, but there was a settled traveller there in a bungalow. And I sort of half knew them, and I knew they had horses. But then further on down the road, there'd be always horses grazing on a bit of grass. And there was a sort of a piebald grazing on a bit of grass. And he was just there looking at us. And it was 6 o'clock in the morning. It was a beautiful morning. And I grabbed hold of the bridle. He had a bridle and a bit of rope. And I grabbed hold of him. I said, come on. And he came with us. So then we just continued our walk on a lovely summer's morning. Come on. And he came with us. So then I said, I'm going to bring this home to my wife and tell her I love her because she's after bringing my firstborn son into the world. And Phil was going, that's a great idea. So we just walked off in the suits, 6:30 in the morning, nobody around, just us plodding down through Dwyshka. Come on, boy. All the way into the new houses in Dwyshka, into Tourishka, round the corner, up through the cars, up towards the door, and then ding dong!
Oh my God.
Ding dong. He came right up to the door as he came right up, and I said, and the missus comes down and she opens the door. She goes, gee, what are you doing? I said, darling, I love you. This is a present from me to you for bringing my firstborn son in. And we were nearly coming in the door with the horse. How are ye with your own company? Now talk to me about how are ye on your own?
Solitude.
Solitude and on your own space. Nobody with you. A couple of days? A couple of hours? Do you talk to yourselves? How are ye in your own company?
I think everyone talks to themselves, don't they?
No.
I definitely talk to myself.
Go on.
Out loud.
Well, it depends. If I'm in the car, sometimes
I would you say now? What would you
bring
up with
yourself? Depending on my conversation, like, or what would it be? I would definitely talk to myself every now and then.
Out loud with words or through your mind?
No, out
silently.
Loud with words.
What would you say now? You're driving through Ballandine, you're coming to Galway.
I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, I forgot I was supposed to do such and such a thing. Or I'd be talking to myself. But everybody does that. But surely you do that.
Not out loud. There's no.
You
there's
never
no,
talk to yourself out loud.
But there's no.
You see, people do things that they think everybody does. Like, I knew a woman years ago who used to have a piss in the shower.
Yeah, I've never done that.
And she said to me, and I said, I was in the shower with her.
Said, Tommy.
And I says, what are you doing? She says, I'm having a piss. I thought everybody had a piss in the shower.
It's probably one of the most natural places. It just goes straight down the gully.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. So it's fine to piss in the shower and it's fine to talk to yourself.
So what I'm asking is, so there's nobody in the car and you're talking to yourself.
Yeah.
So discuss that. That's a magnificent tool that you're using there. Maybe we should all be doing this.
Well, Jesus, I hope I'm not alone in this.
And does it help reiterate that you know you have to do something that day?
Or it would be like, or the best one is when you come off the phone, you're after having a heated conversation with someone and then you have the conversation that you wanted to have with them to yourself.
Yeah.
That's a good time to do.
When did you start talking to yourself?
I don't know, I must be at it for years.
You should never, it was one of the great Irish sayings, never, ever, ever under any circumstances talk to a cat.
Well, that's fine. I don't like cats.
Yeah. I know the reason why. He says, because one day the cat will answer you back and you will never fucking talk again.
Brilliant.
One of the old Irish.
But you see, there is.
I'll take that on board.
There is somebody else there with you. There is your spirit. And that's who you're addressing.
He is Lord.
You are, keep it going. He you, Loretta, have accepted that there is another person with you.
No.
And that is your that is your spirit who is always with you. And you can access that person, that help, who will always be on your side, whether it's the morning drive, the afternoon walk, or the ride on the mountain bike. Always access your inner self.
But if I was going for a cycle, I wouldn't talk to myself.
Well, maybe you should on a cycle as well, not just in the car. Always remember that your friend is there with you.
Knocked down.
Tommy,
welcome to the holy hour.
Welcome
to you just keep singing to yourself there. Don't engage with Hector. Don't engage.
I do talk to myself. I do talk to myself.
Of course you do. Everybody does. He's just fucking. He never stops talking.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba. I know this much is true. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Are you
funny? How things are. I was listening in the car coming out.
Are you good?
And you sing it to yourself.
Why, the best bit of that song is, why do I find it hard to write the next line? Oh, I want the few to be said.
So, Hector, you asked us that question, which I presume you mean you.
So, Tommy, I do have voices in my head. I love it. I was running.
Voices now is a different thing. I don't have voices
in my head. I
was
running.
Do the voices tell you to kill old people?
I do.
Have you been ever been told by a voice in your head to stab an old lady in the neck with a pen?
No, never.
It's a pen, did you say?
I have voices.
Do the voices ever tell you?
When I'm really happy, I talk to myself.
Yeah.
I'm really like, that's great. And then like, I say stuff. I've said this to you before.
You said it to yourself.
I said it to myself.
On your way out here.
When I would be really happy, I sort of get myself into a real fast jiggy walk and out the back, or I was walking home from Navan as a teenager, I'd be going, that's what I'm going to be happy.
Yeah.
And I'd say it to myself.
You have a great heart, Hector.
What about
you Tommy? Do you talk?
I don't talk to anybody.
Oh, come on, Tommy.
I mean, he doesn't even talk to us unless the microphone's
Tommy,
on.
Tommy, there has to be somebody there that you discuss things with.
No, there's not. I can't. Any information I give to other people, they'll end up using it against me.
There has to be another voice. When you were lying in bed with those happy things, thinking about comedy or thinking about stories or picking up the dog shit at 6 o'clock in the morning, who are you talking to, Tommy?
It's an imaginary me performing to an imaginary audience. My mouth is always closed.
Always.
Is it all in your head, the speech? It's not coming out physically.
I know. No, it'd be.
Do you say that'd be good?
I know it's a mixture. I'd float between the two. But
But where is that voice coming from? Where is it coming from in our part of our brain that's enabling us to talk to somebody in our solitude on our days when we're on our own?
Are you following what he's saying? Because I'm kind of
But if we could get a neurosurgeon.
No, it's not. Tommy, you're fucking overcomplicated.
We don't know where it is. Where in your brain? We don't know where it is in your
brain. So how are you with your own?
We don't know.
Tommy, how are you on your own? How are you in your own solitude?
Depends. So, say if I'm going out to the island on my own, after about a day and a half, I miss people.
Yeah.
After 3 days, I don't see anybody.
Oh, you got the opposite.
After
way.
4 days, I miss people. After five, so you'd be swinging from one to the other. Do you know what I mean? The loneliest I've ever felt was in New York. I told you about this before, but I think that was because of the dynamic of what I was doing. So, I was doing 4 or 5 stand-up shows a night. Somewhere between 10 and 30 minutes. And it was the dynamic. I was on my own. I was living on my own in an apartment down in Greenwich Village. And it was that thing of being open to a crowd and then on your own.
Yeah.
Being open to a crowd and on your own. And I was doing this and I found the dynamic of that was very fucking lonely.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? That was fucking odd, you know. But I'm usually good in my own company.
Yeah.
I'm good.
It's funny when the kids were born and the first couple of times Dipna would take the children back down to see their nana and their relations in Clare, I'd be there. I'd say, I have to stay because I'm doing this. And then I'd be there going, I'm on my own in the fucking house. And then I'd be going, this is great. And then the silence of the house when people
Hello,
leave.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
No children in the house.
I've come to sit with you again.
The novelty would wear off after about an hour.
This is like...
The novelty would wear off. I'd be sitting on the couch going, I'm fucking bored with this. There's nobody here.
Like we're in the
silence.
We're all in a different place here.
There'd be no kids. People who go...
I walked alone. On narrow streets of cobblestone. The Virgin of a street lamp.
at Mr. Bonham.
It's Belly Tramp.
And then the kids will come back after a day I've been with that granny and I go, welcome back.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Go on, what are you going
to
say?
I have to go home.
Tommy.
I'm not doing it anymore.
Tommy's distracted with our little machine today. He has one job, and that's to press record and stop.
We
were doing the first part of the show.
We've already told people this.
He recorded over what we recorded. I don't know what we've got.
It's all good.
Yes.
So what did you tell
us? The show starts 9:30 on Thursday nights, which is
how many episodes actually?
We've got 4 episodes, 4 1 hours in this series of Erin Nua, and we've got 35 different guests from all over the world, and it'll be a great mixture of people and cultures and parishes and stories of how they have come to Ireland, how they have fallen in love with this country, how they've fallen in love with locals in this country, how they have got on in this country, how we have treated them.
Any drug smugglers?
No, there's a great guy.
Any fellas wanted for murder in Slovenia?
Yeah.
This isn't banged up abroad. But there's a great lad banged up at Lone.
It'd be really good if you did banged up at Lone.
Banged up Kilkenny, banged up Carrick and Shannon.
Banged up Portlaoise.
Oh yeah, yes. That would be.
I murdered a man in Slovenia and now I need to get away, but I was caught. DNA put me at scene of crime.
That's why I live in Clonakilty.
Yeah, live in Clonakilty.
Working super value good.
Good.
That'll be good.
We have a lad called Bob Miller, who used to be the Lord Mayor of a little town in America. And he had a local craft beer company and he was involved in a local TV station. And he sold up everything to come to Ireland. And where did he go to live?
We have to go through all the towns in Ireland now.
Give us a clue.
Okay, this is going to be a big clue for you. Oh. It's pretty remote.
Belmullet.
Remoter.
Than Eris.
No,
Ackle.
Down the country yous go. Down the country to the magic.
To the kingdom.
And the other part of it.
Valencia.
Do you know the five fingers that go out into the sea of Kerry and Cork? The five peninsulas. Yeah. Name them.
Name the peninsulas.
I'll go after you, come on.
Julian, Dick and Anne, George and Timmy the dog.
Julian, Dick and Anne and Timmy the dog. What's the famous five song again?
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, go on.
So where does Mr. Miller live?
On the...
Can I just say, Hector, that so far, it's a very unremarkable story.
So
yes.
He sold
up... Can you back me up on that, Larita?
Yeah,
somebody from America moved to Kerry.
Yes.
Okay.
No, it's not. He moved to one of the peninsulas just the far side of...
Okay. To do?
Bandon. And he bought a house on Sheep's Head Peninsula.
Oh, beautiful.
And I swear to God, when we left Bandon, it was 35 miles out on the peninsula, past the area where Graham Norton has a house. Out we went further. And when you think you can't go further, you went out. I could see Mizzen Head as I looked.
Does he live on his own?
He lives with his wife on a remote farmhouse on the cliffs at the end of Sheep's Head Peninsula.
And what was the...
inspiration behind going
there?
He
wanted to find paradise and he wanted to come to Ireland and he's found it. And we filmed on the cliff.
How old is he?
He's in his 60s, I'd say. We filmed on the cliff face with his house, farmhouse, and we spoke about the bleakness of winter, how he found it online in America, how they said we're buying it. How
is it expensive?
I don't know what he paid for it.
In comparison
to America. It's a beautiful
America,
farmhouse and there's only one other house close to them. And when we arrived in, they knew we were coming and there was just magnificent welcome for us on the end of the world. So he's one of the guests. So we've loaded...
It's just on that farmhouse thing.
Remote, Tommy.
Yeah. I think that that's where myself and Yvonne want to live, is in an owl farmhouse.
It'd be awful cold and like miserable.
But the price you pay for that is kind of solitude, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You're not going to find a house like that in an estate.
No, definitely not.
No.
So it's a bit of a...
going to have to sacrifice.
Would you like animals on it?
Yvonne would like horses.
You're going to have to sacrifice, Tommy.
Yeah. I'd like slaves.
Right, yeah, you probably might just struggle to get them now in Ireland. Like, you might have to go to a different country.
But would they be Irish slaves?
Tommy...
Young fellas who maybe just didn't do the leaving cert.
Just hanging around outside waiting for you to do something. But you did
I just drive around midland towns at night in a van and
pick them up, seeing
fellas who are drinking too much or lying asleep in a fucking doorway and I bundle them into the van. And
you'd want them to be good at doing jobs though, like fixing
and just
things.
Have them as doing odd jobs out the back.
Not just lads, they'll be.
I'd give them their drugs for every time they did a job for me. They'd fucking work then, boys.
Fix the toilets and stuff like that. Yeah, I don't know what you last long there.
You underestimate me.
How did
me.
This fucking story end up for my great TV show that started?
We'll get back to your fantastic television show.
Yes.
I'm talking about farmhouses. I would love to live in an old... I like dark houses.
See, the problem...
I like a house where you walk in, it's dark stone, dark wood, with rugs thrown over chairs. Higgledy-piggledy. Fustiness and books everywhere.
Dampness.
And glasses of whiskey and candles and no fucking television. Electricity. If she fucking behaves herself, I'll let her have electricity. And just this...
be awful.
Hang on,
Tommy. You see, normally...
No Wi-Fi.
Nooks and crannies and...
and cement walls.
Just fucking...
wildness.
Oh,
you
I'd
see,
love
Tommy,
you
people
say.
Who normally live like that, they're very...
sexy.
They can do... things themselves, like they can
self-sufficient.
My wife was amazing at all that stuff.
Yeah,
Tommy, you'd have all the tools out in the backyard to do
you'd
stuff.
You'd have to be chopping timber,
wood, and footing.
You'd
turf
have to be getting the eggs in
and
from
an
the,
old Land Rover.
You'd have no electricity. You'd have to be.
I would have electricity.
Oh, you would. I think you would. It'd be
and
hard.
The locals would say, "Have you seen Tommy? No, I saw him about 5 weeks ago."
You'd have to be going out collecting turf, and you'd have to be doing
putting
work.
Putting up like barbed wire when all sheep get through the barbed wire.
And then someone would die in the parish, be murdered, and think it was me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, then you open a little...
I'd be in the town on Monday selling me cheese.
Stop laughing, you sneers. That's why are you laughing at? That's,
I don't know,
that's a really good
idea. Then he'd be really good at painting.
What are you laughing at? That's a really good idea. That's tell me more,
Tommy.
Tommy,
what else did
you do? And then I'd
do a documentary. Oh, it wasn't me. I didn't fucking do it. I'm a bit mad, but I'm not a fucking bad bastard like that.
Drinking, Tommy.
This is Jim Fay. This is Jim Fay, RT News.
So tell us about your lad anyway in the
sheet. So that was Bob Miller. Then I went down. Then we went back.
And is he happy out there?
Yeah, absolutely. The joy and happiness and the way he's slowed down to the life in the parish and the feeling and the sense of community and being involved with the locals and doing stuff on a remote part of Ireland called Sheepshead Peninsula. Then we went back in up towards Kerry, went out to the Beara Peninsula.
Hang on, did he...
I have a few questions about him.
Did he stay with you in your imagination as a kind of... I'm delighted to meet people who have the courage to do something like that.
Yeah, and the nice thing about him was he just felt that he had finally found a place that they called. They knew they were happy at home. The locals were really cool because we had only
like dressed like the fawns.
One road in and one road out. One road
Monday,
in and one
road. Tuesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday.
They sold
Hector
velvet trousers. Here.
You said the locals were so cool.
Yeah,
leather jackets.
Hector, why did he go there?
Tommy, yeah, that's a great one.
Why did he go there, Hector? Like, why there?
Because why anywhere? I asked you on this show, only recently. If you could up sticks and move to some place in Ireland, where would it be?
He's not the fellow from the Netflix documentary, but the one that fell down the stairs, is he?
No.
Further in the stairs.
But the locals were so nice. They were so cool. They were just all, because we were there, they were so delighted to see a car coming so deep into the peninsula. See a car.
Did you have to bring food with you?
Did all the kids run out of the primary school?
Where's the car? Where's the car? 1, 2, 3, the car. Oh, you all know. Where was the other
one? I never seen one.
You all know. This child came out from a neighbouring farmhouse.
Did you have to bring spuds for them?
A lovely lamb. And he goes, this is Hector. Come on and meet Hector. Beautiful little newborn lamb they called Hector. Yeah. They were lovely country rural people. They had tea and sandwiches ready.
They were cool,
he says. Are you working for Trocora on the side? Like...
Or are you two bringing food packages down? Is it? He brought down butter, milk, cheese and fucking bread.
They were lovely people. They were lovely people. They were salt of the earth and they were my kind of people. My kind of people. And Bob... To
Monkhouse in the middle of them.
Bob, to see the place he's living and...
Whereabouts in the States is he from?
He's from Wisconsin, I think.
Oh, wow. Okay. And his
They'd be used to the rain in Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. And was his wife from America too?
Yeah, and she was heading off for a walk then later in the afternoon and she goes, this is it. And she just walked off on a country road and it was just magnificent because it was just the elements. I mean, they were so close to Mizzenhead, you could nearly touch it. And that's pretty remote on those five fingers that are gubbing out into the Atlantic. Sheepshead Peninsula, never been out on it.
Exposed
and it's a slither
to the wilderness.
It's a slither of land that goes out and out and out and next stop is America.
And could you ever see yourself living somewhere like that?
No, I don't know.
Is that your dream?
No, I'd prefer to come more inland. I'd be prefer to come
Athlone.
No, more inland. Like we spoke.
Tullamore?
We spoke of places like
Forban.
No, Ennisdiman. I Slane. I need to come more inland.
Slane.
Rivers and mountains.
If you'd have said to me when we were 13 years of age, because we used to go to school with Fergus from Slane.
Right.
They used to come in on the country bus.
Yes.
And if you'd have said
to me,
the
country
Slane
side?
Is beautiful. At 13, I never knew it had beautiful rivers and forests and castles. When I thought of Slane, I just thought, oh, Christ, we're playing Slane in football. We're going to get bet at the pitch at the back of the terraced houses.
Proper country bus. Oh,
the Slane boys didn't go to school till they were 27. They were big books.
There's one lad in school in sixth class, he was 44.
44. He'd married with three
it
kids.
Was for and Slane was always far away. But look, lovely country, rich, rural, lush pasture land. I love some parts. There's some. I don't know if I could live that remote in somewhere like that. Would you? You would.
Oh,
you
he would.
You would.
Oh, he would.
What about you?
No chance.
No.
I'd hate
You're happy out in Knockmore.
I'd hate it if I was out in the wilderness. Because you get awful bored there in the winter and like, unless you wanted the life of solitude, like it would be too much for me.
Wow. Then we went back out to the Bear, back up towards Kerry, back out to Dún Shkelig, to the Shkel, and nearly at the Shkeligs, to the Gaeltacht area.
Valencia, Ventry.
Yes, where out, further out where I met Victor Baida, who is a Russian who speaks the most beautiful Irish, the most beautiful fluent Irish you've ever heard, who grew up in Moscow, went to university there, studied Irish as a minority language. I said, why did you choose Irish? He says, why not? Minority languages need to be learned. He has the most beautiful Munster Irish, and we stood there, and he's now the native Gaeltacht officer. He is the Gaeltacht officer for the Gaeltacht community, and he's born and bred, and he's Russian
now
to the bone.
That's
Victor Baida.
Paddy O'Shea's parish.
No, we're coming back. Yeah, we're going out past. No, it's down further. It's the next one. It's out near the Shkeligs. It's out near. It's you take a little boat out to the Shkeligs.
It's not 1,000 miles away from.
No,
from on Gaeltacht.
Yes, but it'd be another one of the Gaeltachts. Okay. And Tommy, he is the Gaeltacht officer for the community. So there's a Russian.
In a
there's a Russian
area.
There's
that
a,
he's there.
He's their go-to person for infrastructure, for local community development, for the local football pitch, for having the shop open, for having the grant in, and a Russian born and bred, and is Irish, and I've heard good Irish in my time. It was absolutely ard kaid on Gaeilge. Gaeilge in the moon, Leifa, agus é rugu, agus tóca in Moscow.
What was your sense after spending the few weeks on the road talking to all these people? What was your sense of the island?
It gave me a sense of pride of this country, and we don't hear the good enough stories. We hear the bad stories about racism and this happened here and that happened here, and yes, they all had a little shitty part of their journey and something they've all got, it wasn't all rosy in the garden for a lot of them, but what I've found is that they have found these beautiful parishes, these beautiful corners, these beautiful places. They've been accepted by the community,
yeah,
and they found the keys to our community, and they, it gives me a sense of happiness, because for 20 years I'm travelling to see some great people around the world, and now for the first time ever I've travelled to see some great people from around the world living in Ireland, and there's so many of them there. There are tens of thousands.
I think it's great when you see the kids. I have never in my life seen finer looking teenagers than I did last Thursday week when I was driving through Gort. The most, so for people who don't know.
Of course, yeah.
The mix.
Was it maybe 25, 30 years ago, the Brazilian people started emigrating to Gort. For some strange reason, what reputation Gort has in
South
America.
They were twinned with them, maybe.
And I was just driving through the other day, and the school kids, so these are all kids from about 13 up as far as 18. Jesus, the finest looking teenagers I have ever seen in my life. It was great.
The DNA of Brazilian and
brilliant.
Irish blood.
It was brilliant, yeah.
We met two ladies in Port Arlington,
the train station.
Yes.
Or is it, no, it was Monster Evan. It's Monster Evan. Because I keep mixing them, Cool on Tuther and the other one.
Next village,
no, it's the next
her.
One. It's in Monster Evan. From Uruguay, two friends who had both fallen in love with men from the town, who have both emigrated from Uruguay.
As friends,
as
together.
As friends, yeah. And they the first girl came first, fell in love with a guy from the village. And then another friend came on holidays. She decided to stay in Ireland. She went to work in the local pub. She fell in love with another fella. And they have a beautiful...
I'm lost to you.
Two Uruguayan women who have fallen in love with men from the parish. It's incredible. And they were best friends from childhood in Uruguay. So there's a great mixture of people on it. But no, it'll be good. It's on every Thursday night from 9:30.
And it's called Erenua on TG Cahir.
Erenua. All I want you to do is get off your phones, as we've said on this... Open your eyes to who are walking the streets and the paths and the towns and villages of this country, and just accept and open your eyes, start a conversation and say, how are you? How's things? And move on from there.
Thank you very much, everybody, for listening to this week's episode. We hope you've enjoyed it. Hector's new TV show is called Erenua on TG Cahir on every Thursday at 9:30. God bless. Good luck. August Tour Ara Margera.
On a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hello, everybody. It's Tommy Tiernan here. So just a reminder that we have opened up a merchandise store, THL merchandise store, and we're selling jumpers. And, is that what they call jumpers?
Jerseys. No, jerseys. Called jerseys.
We're calling jerseys and
not
hoodies
jumpers. They're not
and
jumpers.
Mugs. And what we're using is we're using the names that you've suggested for the football teams, and we've created some merchandise there. So we hope you like it and buy it for someone that you love. Go to thlpod.com / /forward/ /merch for more.